Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little mite after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the coolest place to hang out, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, under whomever, with whomever, under the influence of whatever, however you receive us, we appreciate the hell out of your ear hole and brain time. I hope you don't have a brain hole. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging e-turds at the right.
Ooh, yummy.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And you know what? Sometimes there's just a hole where a brain should be.
For example, we're going to be talking about a lot of those kind of people today. Like I said, we will be taking on conservative assholery, dickwatery, bullshittery.
Idiots.
And idiots.
Fuck you.
Thanks for joining us. We're going to be here, like I said, next couple hours. Don't forget to tweet us during the show if you like on the social media at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over at, don't hurl on us, we're not emetophobes or emetophiles.
Not that kinky.
But hurl us a message over on our Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't forget to like us over there. Join in the warm bosomy community of angry swearing liberals.
You know what's pissing me off, man? Just two seconds. God, it's so un-American to suggest that the votes from L.A. and New York.
Yeah, we're continuing yesterday.
Fuck you, man.
It's really irritating. You keep seeing that. Well, if it wasn't for Los Angeles and if it wasn't for New York, Killary Shillery would have lost.
Yeah.
And I mean, would have lost bigly in the... Well, first of all, they deny that she won the popular vote because of the hundreds of millions of Mexican illegals here in California,
but
who apparently we weren't able to catch one of those fuckers. They're also perfect at stealthily voting.
They're invisible.
That somehow tens of millions of them voted and one of them got caught.
And by the way, I'm in the bubble. We're in a bubble. We're in the most diverse zip code you could imagine.
Yeah, listen to the last like 10 to 15 of yesterday's show. Listen to all of our shows. But go to iTunes or Stitcher, crabdiving.com. And the last 10 minutes, I read a great tweet storm from a dude who had grown up in Texas, middle of no fucking Texas, right?
No fucking where.
And possibly Iran.
Yes.
And had grown up in like trailers. And he said education was not encouraged by his family. He grew up in he described himself as trailer park growing up, kind of not smart people.
Do you think?
And
go ahead, sorry.
Well, he just blew apart. Now he lives in the city, and he's a veteran, he's a writer, and he basically in a pretty long screed whipped out a giant fuck you to everyone who uses that term bubble. Yeah. For the media elite, like when they went after Meryl Streep for her the speech at the Golden Globes, and they said, typical liberal, L.A. liberal living in a bubble. doesn't care about know what's going on in real America.
I mean, do you think there's a... I mean, because I think some people are like, well, you can go out into the world and you can learn from it, or don't go out in the world. You might get corrupted. People have that fear, you know?
Yeah. And the scary big city.
Yeah. Maybe you'll meet some cool people.
And Negroes. There's brown people and Negroes in the inner city that are just waiting to kill you and grab your white daughter and rape the fuck out of her.
Yeah. Maybe you'll meet some diverse people and you won't be such a hateful fucking Trumpanzee. God.
And this guy's point and our point and sane people's point is that, first of all, piss off, screw you whatever hole you don't want, because we live here too. So to say, well, if you carve off Los Angeles, carve off 10 to 12 million people, carve off New York, again, 10 to 15 million people.
We don't suggest that either. We aren't the ones even suggesting that. The right suggests that. You never hear that from us. We never say, those idiots are always the ones that are bringing up things like seceding.
Well, not now.
Right.
Now the liberals in California are
I hear
not
that.
Again it.
I hear that Cal exit thing from conservatives more so than libs.
Oh, really?
They're like, bring it on. Bring on the Cal exit. Well, we love it.
That's what we said about Texas.
Yeah.
As we laughed at them and pointed.
Right, right. Yes,
but we have the high moral ground.
It doesn't matter
because they're seceding because they were pissed off that, we think people should have free health care and that you shouldn't discriminate against gay people or brown people or immigrants or Muslims.
Yes.
That's why they're seceding. They
Jade
want
Helm.
To be able to
right.
discriminate against all those people.
Jade Helm 13.
Oh yeah. Bullshit.
God.
Lily Tomlin says it's bullshit.
Yes.
Let's get to our headlines today. This lovely Friday, Faithless Friday. We whip out our secularism a little more than usual. Although, as we always say these days, who the hell could tell the difference? Because the mullahs, the intolerant mullahs, seem to have taken over the whole fucking show.
Eat a dick, Sky God.
We've got many examples of that today. Let's check out the headlines first.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, Friday the 13th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
Of January.
Oh, yes.
I forgot to say the month.
It doesn't matter.
These are your headlines, ladies and gentlemen. Again, it's... Friday the 13th. I should go out and buy a lottery ticket. Historically, through my existence, I've actually had a couple of lucky Fridays the 13th.
Yeah, go win some fucking money, man.
So I should enter the lottery or something.
Oh, yes.
The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It fate.
Huffington Post, a picture of FBI Director James Comey.
What a dick.
Sitting there at some sort of a hearing. And
shouldn't he resign?
I don't know.
He should fuck
off.
Well,
let's pause and think about it for a half second. Right now, he's not batshit crazy. And I really don't believe that he was partisan, maybe, in trying to, whatever he, you know, the first press conference.
Yes.
And then the letter and stuff, maybe, but his history has been pretty sparkly, shiny, clean, and he's saying a lot of the right stuff. And the Congress had another briefing from him and the other intelligence boys this morning, and that was classified that they couldn't talk about.
Okay,
and a couple of the Dems that came out of it even said, well, maybe we shouldn't call for his head on a platter, ask him to resign, because he's kind of saying the right things. But let's also remember that he's kind of a sane person. What will Trump replace him with if he does quit?
Right. And yeah, I mean,
do we want to see Rudy Giuliani as the head of the FBI or that Sheriff Clark from
Dave Clark?
No, it's something else.
It's not Dave.
I thought it was a different, maybe.
I don't know.
But
I mean, it's just hard for me to fucking believe. I know what you're saying. Like, who are they going to replace his Comey with? He probably will be scarier, but I mean, the benefit of the doubt for this
is
guy
Dave, yeah,
is tough because he's not some fucking idiot that just, it's not his first rodeo. He's the goddamn director of the FBI. And if we're just supposed to sit here
fuck up too
and believe he's one of our intelligence directors, like he didn't know or he's not like.
But he was also under overwhelming pressure from both sides politically.
Yes. Well, that makes it worse.
And he explained that he thought at the time it was the right thing to do to say that they were done with the investigation and that they found nothing criminal.
Right.
The bad part was because when he was getting grilled by lunatics on in Congress,
yes,
is they got him to say that, well, it was very reckless or something like that, and a couple of adjectives basically saying, criticizing her for having that server. She shouldn't have done it. It was dumb. It was reckless. It was careless. Things like that.
Right.
And that's what the Republicans jump on. They can't. He said there's nothing criminal and no prosecutor.
Seems like the timing
would bring
though, maybe.
Charges.
He's just throwing the Republicans a bone. You know, maybe they asked him to put it out on Sunday or something. Who knows?
And then his claim on the timing of that letter.
Yes.
It doesn't bode well either, but his claim is, well, look, I kind of had to go to let everybody know about these extra wiener emails.
Oh, yes.
You said wiener.
He just had to.
Because he had to let because there's leaks. He was worried it was going to leak out.
Right.
So there's probably some
wiener leaks.
There's probably some asshole Republicans who hate Hillary. Remember, didn't we find out there was like a whole field office in the FBI
dedicated to bringing her down?
That was kind of dedicated. They all hated Hillary and they were all trying to make waves and shit like that. So how he would have kept it secret, he felt that it was the right thing to do to get it out there, that he should get it out and send that letter to Congress and say, look, there are these emails. We're going to look into them. We're not sure if there's anything there. It may be nothing.
Right.
But we're going to let you know that we're doing it. And then, of course, the Republicans said, oh, look, they're reopening the email case.
Comey must have been so shocked to see that reaction. I mean, maybe he just fucking, who knows?
I tend to lean more towards the devil you know.
Right
now.
Oh, I agree.
As opposed to the one that might come.
Yeah, you're right.
Comey might still have scruples.
Yeah, that's true.
And
might have
take on Trump and the Trumpian administration. He's very coy about whether he had any investigation going on now into the whole Russian thing.
Yes.
I can't comment on that. which is saying yes, by the way.
Yeah.
If he didn't have an investigation, do you think he might say there's no investigation at this time?
I can't comment.
But he says, I can't comment on whether there is or is not an investigation going on.
Well, don't you think, though? I mean, Trump's approval rating is in the toilet.
Yeah, worst ever.
Already, he hasn't even started. I don't really think it's going to be that hard for these Republicans to come out against him. I mean, I think it's kind of easy.
Yeah, they still got to figure out a way to discredit him to that lunatic base, though. I read an article, I think it was yesterday in the Times, New York Times, or I don't know when it was from, but I read it yesterday, and it's about they went to Iowa, and they were interviewing a bunch of old white people in Iowa, in the center of fucking Iowa, who had voted Obama before, and now are all Trump all the time. And
None of this shit in Russia bothers
them. Oh, no, it's terrifying. It's terrifying. And that they believe their bubble. They believe the right wing nut bubble that and you should go get that looked at if you have one. But they believe this crap about well, it's all fake news. And when they asked him about Russia, they said, well, I haven't seen anything that's proof.
On Fox or Breitbart.
And yeah, that's all they're doing is
watching those shitty.
Is vomiting out what the lunatics in conservative media are saying. Well, it's no proof. It's no proof. Even though 17 plus of our intelligence entities all agree. The head poobahs all agree of all of those. And they never publicly come out and say shit like this. And they even say, look, in our business, nothing's 100. You're never 100% sure and have definitive proof. You're getting sources from sources, and you're tapping, tapping phones and emails.
That's why you investigate shit. I mean, if something were 100% and known, why would you have investigations or do any fucking research?
They present the evidence and they say, look, this is what we think. This is the evidence and the conclusion we come up with.
And the president's supposed to take this shit and,
And overwhelmingly, they come up with the evidence that it's Russia. They are utterly and totally convinced. And they allegedly showed Schindler and his cabal the same evidence.
They don't give a fuck.
Surely Mike Clark was sitting there growling.
That's not true. That ain't true.
Is that the guy's name?
That piece of shit, huh?
Is that the guy's name, Mike Clark?
Mike Flynn, I mean. I'm sorry.
Mike Flynn.
Sheriff Clark, you were right, as Dave.
Oh, Dave.
I just keep thinking of the Dave Clark 5, which was a... That's why I keep thinking I'm wrong when I think it's Dave Clark, because I think of the band Dave Clark 5.
Are they performing at the inauguration? Are they filling Paul Anka's hole?
Oh, yeah. We'll get... we'll get to that now. The Paul Anka hole. Let me pull up the story here. Let me finish.
Yeah, I was just saying that because sounded funny.
Let me finish Comey.
Comey's hole.
He is, the Democrats are pissed. Democrats today, it says, raged against Director James Comey on Friday after he and other intelligence agency chiefs provided legislators with this classified briefing on Russians' involvement. Elijah Cummings said, I'm extremely concerned. He's the ranking member of the House Oversight and... Well, he's the ranking Democratic member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Another representative, Tim Walz, said he lost confidence in Comey and said the last 15 minutes of the briefing were a tipping point, but provided no details on what the FBI had or other intelligence officials said. They had to be very coy.
Yeah.
What's his face? Was on MSNBC, Steve King.
Oh, God. What a vomit.
And for... a couple of minutes sounded sane. It was really... we're really in a bizarro world here.
It's not a good time.
Steve fucking King didn't...
If he's making sense.
Didn't insult any immigrants, or he didn't do anything.
God, Steve King is scared of Donald Trump as a Republican. We should all be terrified.
I
guess.
And disappointed, outraged, they said. They're saying that's bipartisan support, that both sides are kind of pissed at Comey. And now they're talking about this inspector general who's going to be reviewing everything. So it says that legislators seeking to hold Russia accountable were also disappointed Tuesday when Comey refused during a public hearing to comment on investigating Trump-Russia ties. And that's when we got that moment that we played where Angus King said to Comey, are you investigating this information about the incoming administration's possible untoward ties with Russia? And that's when Comey said, I cannot comment on it, on whether I have or do not have anything going on at the moment.
You can't comment now.
And that's when Angus King said, the irony of you saying that here should not be lost.
See, now that makes me fuck him. But this fucking Comey, I can't believe... I cannot believe an FBI director says something publicly and could have any capacity to be shocked at all about like the repercussions or the effects of what he says. And I mean, is he like a naive little intern on his first fucking day at work?
Is it right?
I mean, God,
where's the bathroom?
He didn't fucking know.
No.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo, is that Democrats especially are pissed. The headline on the story itself says something happened in a classified Comey briefing that has Democrats fuming. So,
oh shit,
something that they know that we don't.
Right.
Really pissed them off. More about Comey. So
it's not out of the realm of possibilities that somebody on fucking Schindler's team reached out to him and said, hey, listen, if you come out and say this on this particular day, we'll keep you at the FBI. We don't know that. I mean, how's that even?
There's no evidence of that, but in this current,
it's not nuts.
In this current world, that is far from nuts.
It's not nuts.
That would be blatantly unsurprising.
And think about what happened years and years ago. Nixon fucking reached out to the who was in charge of Vietnam? We were fighting of North Vietnam.
Ho Chi Minh.
Didn't he reach out to them and say, "Hey, if you hold off, if you don't,"
South Korea, the South Vietnamese,
right?
He told the South Vietnamese, don't make the deal with the North.
Right. You'll get a better deal with me.
That we'll get a better deal from them, yeah.
And then all those kids died.
Yep.
Because the war went on and on. I don't think it's crazy that somebody could have said, hey, James, you wanna keep your job? You just got to do one fucking thing.
So let's head over to the Drudge Report. Waddle on over and or join the waddling over there.
Oh, yes.
And see what the other... less than half is thinking or not thinking. The headline over at the Drudge Report says no, quote, threats, unquote, to inauguration.
What the fuck does that mean?
It leads to an AFP story.
AFP.
I realize it's not a great... I think you want to stick with the letters on that, which is it's agency... Agence France Presse.
Oui, oui.
It's the French version of the AP.
Fuck you.
And they say that U.S. Security Authority, U.S. Security Authorities organizing Donald Trump's inauguration. Oh, God. You know, the headline over at the Drudge Report, unsurprisingly, is different from the headline at the Agence France Presse.
Oui, oui. Fuck you.
They say no, quote, unquote, threats.
Oh, okay.
And then the actual story says no credible, is in quotes, security threats to Trump's inauguration, according to the government.
Right. Are they trying, is Drudge?
I think they're saying.
Trying to create a narrative.
Yeah, of course. U.S. security authorities organizing Donald Trump's inauguration as president.
Gross.
Next week, plan tough barriers against the kinds of jihadist-inspired truck attacks that left dozens dead in France and Germany this year.
No, that's my favorite kind of truck attack. Jeez.
The Homeland Security in Jay Johnson, the secretary, said that the government sees no immediate threats for the inauguration, during which they're saying close to 1 million people. God, I hope it's not that much.
Well, you know what kind of speaks to that? You know that women's march that's happening in Washington?
The day after, right?
Yeah, there are like 200 buses or 250 buses from this one company reserved for the women's march and like 12 for the inauguration. I forgot where the fuck I read that. That's a good story.
Spectacular.
I gotta look that up.
They're ramping up security preparations in light of the rise of these lone wolf attacks, especially given what's happened recently in Nice, in Berlin, where they've driven big old trucks into the crowds. But he stressed, Jay Johnson stressed that they have no specific credible threats to anything massive. Some 28,000, they're saying, security officials are going to be deployed. Johnson said they expect 700,000 to 900,000 people, including 99 different protest groups.
Oh, my 99. God.
Come on, somebody step up.
Come on, one more. By the way, let me correct my numbers. I found the WAPO article.
Crab diving correction.
Yes. This is the headline. City parking permits for 200 buses are being sought.
The parking permits, yeah.
For buses. 200 buses are being sought for Inauguration Day. The number for the Women's March, 1,200. 1,200.
So sad. And I can't wait to hear the response.
Oh, yes.
If I'm hoping it's like the biggest, baddest giantestest gathering ever.
Giantestest.
Ever.
Yeah, I think it's going to be.
I hope the clouds part and it warms up and whatever. You know, it's shitty winter right now, but I hope the weather is kind. A big, nasty, snowy, cold blizzard would be quite karmic.
Right.
On the 20th. And then a beautiful sunny day on the 21st would be perfect, wouldn't it?
For a bunch of nasty women.
For a bunch of nasty
women. That's Trump's term.
Proud.
Yes.
Proudly nasty.
Absolutely.
They're also, I'm just glancing over here at the Drudge Report, they're also wailing and crying about this Cuban thing still.
Oh, yeah.
Havana is hailing the end to the special U.S. immigration policy. Cubans are distraught. Quote, Obama screwed us.
Jeez.
There you go. And the L.A. Sheriff's Department is going to be using drones, it says now. I just saw
that. Oh, great. Some more shit in the air. Do you know how many helicopters fly around Los Angeles every night? I mean, a shit ton, man.
Right.
They're always up.
God, somebody got stuck.
And now drones?
Yeah. And the weather in Chicago is, I guess, just titastic.
Titastic.
Or shit-tastic. I guess people were stuck on trains for hours because of ice.
This. Like commuter trains? The subway?
Yeah. Riders trying to get in the city found themselves sitting on trains for 6 or 7 hours after ice on the... Oh, this is the... this is that South Shore line where they run electrically on the wires overhead.
Oh, okay.
And the wires were all covered with ice.
Oh, my God, dude. Well, at least you're on those comfy trains, though. I know the trains in which they're referring. I'd rather sit on that train than be at work, but then you're not getting paid, so that sucks. You know they sell beer on those.
Yeah. I took advantage of that amenity almost every time when I was when I first got out of college.
Yes.
There's a video playing in our heads that nobody else hears.
By the way, thanks for listening, guys. And if you want to buy something, please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Visit Amazon via our portal, and we get a small percentage of whatever you buy, and it don't cost you shit. Yay.
It's going down the tubers.
It was great. It was a really nice train. You pay a little bit more for the tickets than your standard like subway train or L train, you know, which is what in Chicago, probably a buck 50, $1.75 by now, $2. Who the hell knows? Here in Los Angeles.
Actually, you can't buy a single ride. You have to buy a round trip
in Chicago.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Sucks.
But your transfer takes you everywhere and anywhere. Though,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can get on free way on the north side and change a couple of buses and change another train as long as it's within a certain time period, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's all still free. Some places you got to pay for transfers.
That's right.
Like that. So there's ups and downs.
Go to CTA.com.
Right. But the South Shore line was very...
Oh, yes. That was a beautiful
civilized.
Train.
Yeah, very civilized. Right. Not that the other one is uncivilized, but I mean very posh.
Isn't Barack Obama from the South Side? He's from Hyde Park?
Yeah, over by University of Chicago.
Oh, cool.
And that's where his presidential library is going to be.
I think so, yes.
In that area of town.
Right.
Surrounding the University of Chicago, not the greatest neighborhoods.
No, it is not.
In the city.
There's lots of poverty there.
But some great architecture. So
absolutely.
Surely they're like down Garfield and stuff. I think they're already starting to gentrify.
Oh, sure.
Like you can buy some of those brick row houses and fix them up for nothing.
That's right.
There you go. There's your Chicago moment, ladies and germs. So that's your headline over the Drudge Report. No threats. Quote.
So coy.
Unless Drudge knows something we don't. Maybe Drudge commissioned some agitators.
They don't have to do that. They just print bullshit on their fucking website.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They do it every day.
Fucking assholes.
They're commissioning agitators with their every story and fake headline that they put on. To a different cut type of story. So we got a lot going on here other than that. I've got some a whole bunch of stories. Like I said, it's also Faithless Friday. Thanks for joining us here.
Fuck you, Sky God.
Ryan's views don't express the views of the entire...
I'm just trying,
all of crab diving.
I'm trying to be funny.
the I don't care about the God. I care about his people.
Oh yeah, me too.
I got no problem with
The God doesn't
whatever
exist.
Entity may or may not exist. I got a big problem with a lot of the people that claim it does. Or
I'm
he
telling
does, or
nothing
they do.
To fuck off.
Right, Voldemort.
Right,
fuck I mean, you.
Harmless.
In the political realm.
Yes.
Though we do have news. Ryan touched on it a little bit earlier.
Ooh, yes.
Big news. We've been covering the deluge of talent that is going to be performing for the inauguration.
Oh my God.
Of Donald J.
And, I'm so excited.
Like Ryan said, Anka, they've dropped Anka.
That's awesome.
They pulled up Anka. Dropped Anka.
Oh, yes, yes.
Or Anka, he dropped himself.
Right. That's the best, man. Like,
for some reason, yeah, Paul Anka has said he's hanging with his family or some shit, right?
He said he wants
right?
to spend time with his son. Liar. You fucking liar. Yeah, I love it. I love it so much. You know what's so great about that? Of all the people on that inauguration list, Paul Anka, if he performed, is he going to see one impact? Will his album sales on iTunes be impacted? No. I don't think people buy it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're assuming there are albums on iTunes for Paul Anka.
And think about it. People coming to see him perform at casinos or whatever, I would think, if anything, him dropping out, he might take a hit.
TMZ reported that the legendary My Way singer, songwriter Paul Anka, said that the president-elect is an old friend who happens to love the song My Way, invited him. But he even said he was customizing it for Trump, but now he's saying he won't be in D.C. next week. Although many artists are boycotting, he said he would have done it purely out of respect for the office, but he's not. Is the point.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. You're telling me that he's not going to be in D.C. That's why
correct.
He's not doing it. That is such bullshit. You know, do you think he got pressure from his family or something like Paul?
Yeah, oh, sure.
Don't be on the wrong side of history. This guy.
Dad.
Yes.
Dad, what are you doing?
President-elect is an old friend of mine for 50 years. There was a dialogue to do it. My Way was his favorite song. And but the backstory of it is I've been in a custody battle for 2 years for my son, Ethan, and we have a new schedule now and I'm unable to do it. But there was a dialogue about.
Wait, he's like,
hold on a
he's
second.
Like 80. He's a what?
Custody battle.
He's got a kid.
How fucking old? Who the fuck? He's in a custody battle for his child and his wife won't let him have the kid for he can't switch up days to perform at the inauguration. That's insane. Paul, just admit it. Your people, your management said, listen, if you perform for this hate monger, racist fucknut, your quote unquote friend Donald, you're going to feel it in the wallet. That's what happened. It's not a custody battle. This isn't related to when you can fucking visit with your son.
You're right.
He's 80.
He married his personal trainer, Anna Aberg, in 2008. They divorced in 2010 and share custody of their son, Ethan.
Oh, my God, Paul.
Anna was featured on the Swedish TV3 show Svenska Hollywoodfruar.
Borski, Borski, Borski.
Oh, Swedish Hollywood Wives.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Wait a second.
How the fuck, Paul?
Swedish.
Paul Anka, you're fucking 80 years old. How do you get, you just got married and you got divorced and you had a kid with this person? Dude.
Yeah. And 2008, so that means.
God damn it.
That means the kid's 6 to 8 years old. And he's Paul Anka,
hey,
75.
Wow, maybe he'll find the right one day. He's doing 70, it.
It's all. She was only his second. I mean, giving the track record to some of these Hollywood guys. I'm amazed. It's only two.
Imagine getting married in your 70s, not having a baby, then getting a divorce. It's just like
he was married to Anne Zogeb.
Yes,
from 1963 till 2001.
Holy shit!
And then they divorced.
Oh, really? She didn't die. They divorced.
So 38 years they were married.
Wow.
And then they got a divorce. He's got six kids.
Now, well, total. Counting this one?
Yeah, total.
I can't see my son. On. I can't do the inauguration because it's one of my visitation days. Well, fuck
here's
off.
Here's the rest of what he says.
Schedule now, and I'm unable to do it, but there was a dialogue about me going in and doing it.
There's a lot of people in Hollywood that are boycotting and whatnot. You obviously took a different tact.
Well, as I said, you know, they base their careers on what they want to do. And I was hoping there'd be an understanding out there because I have a respect for the office of the presidency and an American. And
I think he's lying. No, my personal opinion. I think he's bullshitting.
It doesn't make sense.
I think it's convenient. I think he was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. I'll even rewrite the words for you, Donnie. And then leave out the grabbing by the pussy part. And then, like you said, he probably got a backlash from his family, from
he's a state,
whoever.
Man. He's going to be gone off this earth, not you know, before too
long.
Yeah,
we don't want you to be the guy that played at Hitler's fucking inauguration.
We want people to buy your fucking Christmas album long after you're not part of this
fucking
planet.
We want that mailbox
Paul.
Money for My Way.
Get it together.
And so I'll bet he just came up with this for Trump.
Yes.
Like, oh, it's the custody thing.
Right. But
it's that ex-wife of mine. You understand, Don.
Why don't you take your fucking kid to the inauguration with a you know.
Well, he might not have the kid. Maybe that's the point.
God.
There, because I have a respect for the office of the presidency and an American. And I'm doing this. I was doing it in terms of what's good for our country and respecting the presidency.
Do your views match Donald Trump's?
You got a better chance getting a sunrise past the rooster on that one.
wow.
No. You know, if I had done it, I would have hoped there had been some understanding for my motivation for it and judge me accordingly.
So he doesn't agree with anything. You'd be better off getting sunrise past the rooster.
Have you ever heard that?
No, but...
I've never heard that expression.
That's a good one.
That is amazing. What?
And,
No, I see.
So he doesn't agree with Trump.
Donald, yeah.
He's probably maybe a big liberal. Who knows?
But, you know, if he says he was doing it because it would be good for the country, now all of a sudden he's not doing it because he's got his kid. You know, it's his visitation. And him not doing it would then be bad for the country.
I think he wins.
Yeah.
I think he wins. I think if he can, if Trump buys the whole it's custody battle bullshit, he wins. He gets to still say, hey, I tried to open up my schedule. I was going to rewrite the words for you, Don.
Right.
And then he says, oh, but,
yeah,
you know, this custody thing. Don will be like, well, I understand.
How is Donald going to understand that? Has Donald ever missed out on any event because of he had visitation of a child? He's not going to understand that. You think Donald Trump is going to understand the excuse? I'm not performing at your inauguration because I have to spend time with my child.
Well, yeah, I don't think he battled for custody.
No.
Of Don Jr., Ivanka, or Eric.
I guarantee
you. What was the blonde
you,
one's name again?
I guarantee you Donald Trump is going to have much spite and hate and vitriol for this Paul Anka. He's got to be pissed off because he said yes, and then he said no. It's even worse. This is, for Trump, this is worse than saying no.
He says he's an old friend, though.
Yeah, he was.
You
think
know.
That hateful, spiteful fuck is going to get past Paul Anka saying no
well,
to performing?
And, you know, Hollywood old friend.
The inauguration?
That deal. It's an old friend in Hollywood.
Right. Paul Anka ain't doing it.
I would have hoped there had been some understanding for my motivation for it and judge me accordingly. But yeah, for the office and for our country.
Where were you going to sing it? At an inaugural ball?
It was at the big gala ball in the stadium, yes.
And you would have been the feature, obviously.
Yeah, the talk was he was going to dance to it while I sung it with Melania.
Would that have been the first dance?
It would have been the first dance, that's correct.
His kid, how old is his fucking child, Paul Anka? Because his
kid...
Well,
that's what I said. It's got to be... If it was during the marriage, he's 6 to 8 years old.
That kid's asleep by the time he's singing at the inaugural ball. The kid's fucking asleep already. You know what I mean? You think he's up? No. Paul,
well,
listen.
It's bullshit.
It's no one is buying it. Donald Trump, I guarantee you, hates you so fucking much.
You don't think Trump will buy it?
No, I don't think he cares. I don't think Trump will ever buy. Oh, Paul, by the way, Paul Anka, do you think Paul Anka, I mean, do you think he cancels lots of big national televised concert dates to watch his fucking children? I mean, this is such...
Not since the 50s.
Yeah, this is...
the 60s.
Yeah, this is a good one. This is laughable. His excuse...
But fret not.
...is laughable.
Because after the Anka void, the band...
Nickelback?
The funny thing is that after this band announced, a lot of the tweets are saying, Nickelback was busy... The band Three Doors Down tweeted out,
oh God,
the Make America Great Again welcome celebration will take place Thursday, January 19th.
And they're playing Three Doors Down.
Three Doors Down has announced.
Oh, they suck. They fucking suck. Are you kidding me? Three Doors Down?
Three Doors Down.
Fuck.
Has,
oh, they suck so bad.
Probably their most famous song is this one.
Oh, my God. Please.
Hack. I liked this song at the time.
This is garbage.
Well, I took a walk around the world.
It's Kryptonite.
Oh, yeah.
Three Doors Down, Kryptonite is, right. I think, their probably biggest hit.
I'll be over here listening to the Stones. Thank you very much.
Surely they'll be.
Fucking Three Doors Down.
Surely they'll be playing that.
At the inauguration, man. Three Doors Down is performing at the inauguration. Who performed at Barack Hussein Obama's?
Beyonce.
Disappeared out when I'm dreaming of your face. I think about you, baby, and I dream about you all the time.
That's their other big hit.
Boy, that sucks.
So there you go. Three Doors Down and...
oh, my God.
another big name...
Oh, yes.
...that... has announced
Three Doors Down, baby,
along with Three Doors Down is
Offspring. Are
this
they
is
available?
A big well this is a big I guess this is big in the country music world.
God.
At least
what trash.
And this is Mr. Toby Keith has announced. Toby Keith announced that he will be playing apparently.
Toby, all your idiot fucking loony goddamn Trumpalo fans are just going to love you for this. Good move, dickhead. Good fucking move. Don't all these guys have rich friends? Like, Toby Keith is not a quote-unquote redneck. He's a rich motherfucker. Doesn't
Well, sure, no. Kind of brotastic, right?
No, oh, I mean, he's a piece of shit.
Is
this
it,
music's
the Hollywood
horrible.
Hick would describe him as bro country, maybe?
Yeah.
Right?
I would think so.
Listen to the Hollywood Hick on the Sevens, by the way.
Boy, Toby Keith, man. Oh, on the Sevens and at midnight.
Right.
But Toby Keith and Three Doors Down.
Right.
And no Paul Anka. It really is like, it's as if Donald Trump is coming in at the third hour of drafting a fantasy baseball team and there's nobody left. There's nobody left. There's nobody left, but like,
we got winners, we got losers, train
smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, we got thirsty hitchhikers.
But no Negroes are allowed in here.
Let's go over the
no Muslims, right. Definitely no queer.
Yeah, yeah. Let's think of the legends, the music legends that are alive. The fucking Stones not performing. They're not performing.
But Toby Keith.
The Who not performing.
What about the Springsteen cover band?
Bruce Springsteen not performing. You know what I mean? Bruce Springsteen's not performing. Can Bruce Springsteen sue to say, hey, I don't want my fucking music on that inauguration because they're going to sing Bruce Springsteen songs and he owns them. Can he do a cease and desist and say, hey, if you play Born to Run on your fucking inauguration, I'm suing the living shit out of you?
Well, we have an update even to that, that the New York Times is reporting just today, Ryan.
Yes.
That members of the band B Street,
okay,
who did play at the inauguration of President Barack Obama in 2009.
Oh, wow.
They were such a hit, they were asked back in 2013... They now get this. They had agreed to play 2017 before the election.
Oh, shit.
So they didn't even know. They booked the gig because they were so beloved in 2009 and 13 that they had already booked the gig.
Right.
But now they're saying, look, if Springsteen tells us we shouldn't do it, we're not going to do it.
Holy fuck.
Members of the Bruce Springsteen cover band say they have received a tremendous amount of negative feedback.
Oh, you don't.
Since the announcement, they'll be playing at an event during the inauguration.
Yeah.
Keyboardist and founder Willie Forte said in an interview, I never saw this coming, this part coming. Are you asking me if, you know, I would have reconsidered if I go back at the beginning and knew I was going to, this was going to happen? Sure. He said they will agree to cancel the performance if Bruce Springsteen says he doesn't want them performing his songs at the inauguration. So far, they haven't heard from him. He says, thank God so far.
Right. Listen, who is this Willie Forte?
Sure.
I think, you know, Willie, it's unfair to you to put that on Bruce.
I kind of agree, yeah.
You should, hey, sack up, buddy. And if you think there's a problem with performing for this hateful, fucking, bigoted, white supremacist administration, then you just sack up and you say no. Don't make Bruce Springsteen do it!
Yeah.
Is Bruce your daddy? Are you not a man? Go fucking make your own decision and say no. Don't be a dick. That's irritating.
He says, I've gotten pushback from Springsteen fans that don't know the reputation of our band or have never seen the band or talked to any of us. The event organizers, the New Jersey State Society, say they stand by B Street and are choosing to honor the occasion rather than the politics of the president-elect.
Bullshit. Not buying it.
Executive director of the New Jersey State Society, Nancy Blades Fatemi, issued a statement. She said, Springsteen music is magic to the ears of our New Jersey members and guests, regardless of party. It's like when you look at a Rembrandt or read Shakespeare, do you care what their politics were? Springsteen cares.
That's ridiculous.
Have you listened to the music, you idiot?
Right.
Nancy Fatemi.
That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
You can't have an inaugural ball with a Jersey Shore boardwalk theme. That's going to be the theme at the inaugural ball? Jersey Shore boardwalk?
What does that mean?
Is Snooki going to be there?
Oh, yes. No, I mean, I would think not.
And the situation?
The situation, sure, yes, he's confirmed.
Flashing
he's gonna be
his
there.
Abs?
He's going to do a...
abs are better than the situation.
He's going to do a Shakespearean monologue for Donald. Take his dick
one?
Out. Yeah, whichever. It don't matter. The situation's performing.
Either the band or the DJ will be playing Springsteen, Four Seasons, Frank Sinatra, and music legends that make us proud as New Jerseyans.
Oh, my God.
She said B Street is the official band of the New Jersey State Society, and that the organization would not consider any other group. So if they don't play, they're going to play. have DJ songs. They're just going to play. They're just going to play. Well, I don't know. They're going to have to pay Springsteen if they play shit, right?
I mean, I don't know how
if
that
it's
works.
Broadcast, they're going to have to pay him.
Or if they comment on the song. And it can only be 20 seconds.
Forte said they briefly considered canceling outright after Trump won, but they decided to honor their commitment. I grew up with a family that taught me when you give a commitment, when you make a promise, when you sign a contract, you go through with it. I mean, I understand the circumstances around it, but I don't know if I have that type of integrity to break a contract on somebody, you know, in good faith.
But, dude, this is you're talking about he's endorsing a horrendous group of people, this administration. Stop it. Stop it with his good faith and your contract and your word.
But then he says he thinks the animosity directed at the band is partly because no bigger acts have agreed. Like, if there were bigger fish to go after, nobody would give a shit and a half about the B Street cover band. I think there's a lot of tension because there's no entertainment there, he said, because everybody else is gone. We went way, way up on the top of the list. And all of a sudden, we became the bullet, the target.
Yes, well, you deserve it if you're going to do it. I'm sorry. It's your right to perform at this inauguration. But no one is going to like you for doing it. In fact, no one knows them now. Like, no one knows of them. And if you said, hey, this Bruce Springsteen cover band is performing at some bar, I might go. Right. I might go see this fucking thing. They perform at this fucking inauguration. I'm going to know who they are, but I'm going to hate them. I think a lot of people feel the same fucking way.
I just saw a picture of Roy Moore. I'm sorry.
I mean, don't. Hey,
I got distracted.
These guys
by a picture
from this band.
Moore.
Do they not have any friends of color? Do they not have women? Do they not have sisters? You don't have any gay friends. How are you gonna? You know
in
what
the
I
band?
Mean? Yeah. I mean, how could they endorse?
Well, I
this
mean,
hateful...
they're making a stand for their commitment, and they probably have a fucking contract. They probably signed a contract. That's probably the biggest deal, is they don't want to get sued by the orange, stubby, little-fingered vulgarian.
Yeah, yes. And he's getting, you know, he's spiteful.
So, there you go. That's, as far as we know, the don't worry, don't fret. It looks like the Springsteen cover band's still going to be performing. I wonder if they do a cover of My Way.
Yeah. Well, tell you what, I mean, I can't imagine it. They're just going to be hated.
Yeah, I don't.
They're going to be fucking hated.
I don't think it's going to help their popularity at all.
No.
Sad.
It is sad.
Look what Trump's doing.
I mean, they could get out of a contract. Or at the very least, they could do something and make some sort of a stand. I mean, they could promise to play all, like, protest music or something. Oh, God, who knows?
I didn't even think about this.
What?
What did you say? I just saw a headline, and, you know, we were talking, Rachel Maddow talked about this last night.
Yes.
We talked about a little bit how the C-SPAN feed, when Maxine Waters on the House was speaking about some of the Russian shenanigans, the feed oddly and mysteriously cut out and switched over to RT.
Yes.
Russia Today, the Russian state media.
That's weird.
Sponsored TV network.
Right.
English language network. And then over on the Senate, while there was testimony going on, I believe also about Russia.
Yes.
All the lights went out.
Right.
And they ended up having to move the whole hearing, all the senators, all the people, everybody moved to a different room, a different part of the building. And I actually saw this happen. We both saw this happen yesterday.
It's very odd.
While MSNBC was on. Do you remember when it went weird and that guy was repeating the same thing? The feed went odd and we thought like the satellite or something. No, it was during Hardball. And the broadcast froze just as Washington Post columnist David Ignatius was saying the word Russia, which ended up being repeated over and over and over during the freeze.
Oh, my God. How creepy.
Surely just coincidental.
Oh, yes.
There our relations have been poisonous. It's dangerous when you have Russian jets buzzing U.S. warships in the Baltic. That's not, so I think that's correct. The question is, what's the price of that rapprochement? And a lot of people would say the Russians really do need to change their behavior. Second, you know, is it realistic to do it? Yeah, I think it can be done, but I actually think this whole flap, whatever the Russians may have intended with their hacking, has made it much more difficult to get to where they want. There's now a big impediment. When you hear General Mattis today, Mike Pompeo, the CIA director, almost swearing that they're going to be hardliners on Russia,
So that's what...
You know what it sounds like? Amadeus, Amadeus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Amadeus, Amadeus. That was a great song.
So, Russia. You know, a lot of quinky dinks going on.
Creepy.
With weird shit. And last I heard, they haven't figured out what happened with either the C-SPAN feed or the lights in the Capitol.
Yet. Nobody fucking knows.
They haven't narrowed down exactly what the problems are and what has happened.
It's strange.
What if, you know, I mean, tinfoil hat, take your tinfoil hat off and say, well, what if the Russians are hacking all that shit and just showing what they can do?
Yeah.
So we'll keep your eyes out on that. Maybe if we get cut out and start saying something Russian.
You guys want to see
they're going to come after us.
You want to see a cool trick?
Thanks for joining us this lovely Friday, everybody. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy your shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Trending on the Twitter, Toby Keith and John Lewis. John Lewis.
Yes.
Is trending because he's finally... been the first real politician to throw down the gauntlet and say, quote, I don't see Trump as a legitimate president.
Oh, yes.
Losing their minds.
Oh, my God.
On the right. Even a lot of Democrats are like,
hey,
I don't necessarily agree with John Lewis. He's a legend.
They're being pussies.
But, I mean, this guy had a skull cracked open. And dog sicked on him.
Right.
And was hit with water cannons and tear gas in Selma, Alabama in the 60s, trying to allow black people to vote. He gives fuck zero about what people think he says.
And don't you think that sort of, I mean, out of some respect, that more Democrats should join him? I mean, think of all John Lewis gave.
They probably will. I mean, if he, once he cracked the hymen... of saying he's not legitimate.
I mean, God damn it. Get some fucking balls, Republicans. What the fuck? Democrats, sorry. What the fuck? We had to sit there and listen to these goddamn tea loons say Barack Hussein Obama was not legitimate. That he's from Kenya for years.
With no evidence.
Look at all this shit.
And now it's just the opposite. Mounting evidence that there's shenaniganry of the Russian flavor.
My God, I got to tell you, sometimes with these fucking liberals, they're so moderate and they're so like soft spoken. And I understand that you got to be careful and you have to be measured. But Jesus, mother fucking Christ, what has to happen for you people to become enraged? My God, I mean, it's making me nuts. Follow John Lewis's fucking lead. Don't you owe him that?
Here is John Lewis.
You have forged relationships with many presidents. Do you plan on trying to forge a relationship with Donald Trump?
You know, I believe in forgiveness. I believe in trying to work with people. It's going to be hard. It's going to be very difficult. I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
You do not consider him a legitimate president. Why is that?
I think the Russians participated in helping this man get elected, and they helped destroy the candidacy of Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. I don't plan to attend inauguration. It would be the first one that I miss since I've been in the Congress. You cannot be at home with something that you feel that is wrong.
That's going to send a going to send a big message to a lot of people in this country that you don't believe he's a legitimate president.
I think there was a conspiracy on the part of the Russians and others to help him get elected. That's not right. That's not fair. That's not the open democratic process.
There you go. John Lewis whipping it out.
Right. I mean, also, too, do we have to consider a guy who's a racist? He said all that xenophobic shit. I mean, is that not enough to say to not support his presidency?
Right.
I mean, is it not reasonable to take a moral stand against this guy and say, no, he's not my president? I mean, what happened to that hashtag, not my president?
It's still out there.
Damn.
Still being widely used.
God, I'm hoping it would be great. God, see, if all the Democrats, if our legislators in the Senate stood with him and in the House stood with this guy, that would be fucking amazing. That would send an amazing message.
Right.
And yes, it would be fucking partisan. And yes, it would be kind of rude, but motherfucker.
Well, and we need the media, too.
Yeah.
To grow some ovaries.
Absolutely.
And some balls and and grow whatever.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Quit humanizing this guy.
Bleeding from whatever. And, and quit. Many should have stood up, put their note cards or their notepads away, and walked out when Donald Trump said, "You're fake news," to CNN.
No,
you're fake news.
I mean, because the other choice is, this guy's going to waltz into office on January 20th. And yeah, it's true. Probably nothing anyone can prevent him from doing that. But so what?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? I imagine there are lots of people that have protested shit where you could say, well, this protest isn't going to end what I'm fighting against. But Jesus fucking Christ, at least it's a statement. At least we're not just fucking rolling over and taking it. At least it's an example or something.
Never was your time.
See, now I outwardly hate. I never really liked Three Doors Down, but I didn't outwardly hate them. Now I hate them. They don't have to do this. Don't they get paid? They get mailbox money for all their shit music coming in and out. look at this. Three Doors Down tribute to dead bandmate overrun by haters after inauguration news.
One of their band died?
Somebody died. I don't know.
Oh, maybe he didn't want to play at the inauguration. And that's sad.
That sucks, man. It's insane.
But, what do they expect?
Yeah,
they expect... have they not seen what's going on?
And well, to be fair, probably Three Doors Down, no offense, but I imagine a lot of your fans probably don't have a problem with Trump. A bunch of fucking bros, a bunch of dudes from Orange County that they probably on the side of their truck, they have that, what is that? That Calvin pissing graphic.
They're from Escatawpa, Mississippi. Where the band is from, Escatawpa, Mississippi.
I get it. They're rednecks.
Alternative American rock, they consider them. American rock band from Escatawpa.
Escatawpa, Mississippi.
God, I'll bet that's a
oof.
Booming metropolis.
Yeah.
Well, 39. No, wait. That's the zip code. 3,500 people.
Ugh,
in Escatawpa.
Yeah. People are calling them sellouts. They're saying this is a whole new level of desperation. They're grossed out by your decision, Three Doors
people
Down.
People are shitting on Three Doors
shitting
Down.
Shitting on you guys all over the place.
On the social medias.
And rightly so. And rightly fucking so.
Well, it's a... it's the fair market.
Yeah, yes.
The free market is speaking. That's where these hypocrites are. The light gets shown on them when they'll be the first ones to bitch about to whip out the boycott. Boycott. They had two homos on their commercial. Boycott. Yeah.
And I believe, I don't know, Three Doors Down. Let's see. I believe the band. Let's see.
They're from Escatawpa.
Escatawpa.
Mississippi.
God, guys, don't you have any fans that are people
I think
of color?
It was named after some fucking Indians or something.
God.
Redskins. Our town's named after some redskin word.
Right.
That's what's going on over there. I've got a story here. The reason I, this is a little drift into a little more Faithless Friday-y stuff here. This is the reason I stopped a couple minutes ago was I saw a picture that went with the headline.
Yes.
And the picture is of former, well, is he suspended? Was he removed?
Talking about Roy Moore Jr.?
Yeah, Roy Moore.
Roy Moore, yeah.
Who is the, I think, technically still, but suspended.
I think, yeah.
Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court.
Right.
The second time he's been removed.
The Honorable. Not.
Yeah. And now it turns out that this group, Operation Rescue, you've heard of them. They're the group that was started by the Benham brothers' dad. What is it?
Oh, God.
Flip Benham or Drip Benham or
are
whatever.
Are these
Clit Benham.
Clit Benham, right. Are these the house guys? They had the show on.
They almost had a show on yes. HGTV. And then when.
They were persecuted.
When theirs and their father's heinous views were shown to the public. HGTV was like, you know, maybe we are not going to host your show.
Yeah, maybe we don't need this shit.
And then they were, of course, hoisted up on the crosses and shown to be persecuted. Well, now this Operation Rescue.
Okay.
Is one of the people who signed on to some letter recently pissed about the short list for potential nominees to the Supreme Court for Don.
Yes.
That Don might have. And because they're not anti-choice enough.
Yes.
They're not anti-choice enough.
Oh, okay. Anti-choice enough. Isn't either you're pro-choice or you're not pro-choice? They're not anti-choice enough.
Right. They question the strength of the anti-abortion records of a number of people on the short list. It turns out that now in Alabama or everywhere, they are circulating petitions and they want President-elect Trump.
Yes.
To nominate Roy Moore to the Supreme Court.
God damn it. Is that not... Isn't there a law against, like, if you were suspended as a fucking judge?
One would hope you don't need one. You were ripped from the...
Oh, my God, you're right!
You were torn and pulled away from the... In disgrace twice from the Chief Justiceship of the Alabama Supreme Court. I would hope we wouldn't need a law that says you probably shouldn't be nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court, which he gave the big finger to, his crooked white Christo-fascist finger, to the Supreme Court when he told all those clerks in Alabama, you don't have to follow that gay marriage thing. Don't you give those queers any marriage certificates. We don't have to follow it here.
Look at what we're fucking opened up to now because Trump is president. Look at this shit. This is unacceptable. You got this. God, imagine. Just think about your John Lewis. Years and years ago, you marched for civil rights. And things are getting better and better. And all of a sudden, this fucking Jeff Sessions is being confirmed for goddamn attorney general. And on top of that, somebody's talking about Roy Moore from Alabama being nominated to the court. I mean, this is, we are going backwards so right. quickly. It's insane.
In the email promoting the petition, it says, the pro-Planned Parenthood, pro-abortion radicals don't want a pro-life conservative justice deciding the course of history for the next few decades of our nation.
Ugh.
So they're trying to force Donald Trump to nominate a middle-of-the-road Republican for Supreme Court. But if we're going to outlaw late-term abortions and save the unborn from the brutal hands of abortion murderers, we must take this opportunity.
God.
There's no two. It says opportunity, ensure Donald Trump nominates the most pro-life outspoken conservative judges in the nation. That man is Judge Roy Moore.
How about being pro-life or anything that happens outside the womb? You know, you don't have any fucking Christian feelings in your heart for human beings that walk around this planet unless they're shoved inside someone's birth area. It's fucked up.
In his fight to protect the sanctity of marriage, the liberal radicals have attempted to have him removed from the Alabama Supreme Court just last year. This devout man of faith has fought his entire career for Christian values, which is why he's been the target of the Democrats for so many years.
Why do you fight for me? Why are you fighting for this Christian values? Why aren't you fighting for people, you fucking asshole?
For all the people.
Yeah, why not? What about that?
More than a decade ago, he was removed as Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court because he wouldn't kowtow to the demands of liberal Democrats who wanted him to remove a Ten Commandments monument.
Oh, my God, you piece of fucking
shit.
Well,
no, it should be everybody that gives a shit about the Constitution.
Right.
Should have wanted the removal of that monstrosity, five fucking ton Ten Commandments monument that he commissioned and had put in there.
God damn it. Doesn't this guy, all this guy cares about is his fucking relationship with Jesus and this weird fucking fascination he has with all things Bible. What about the fucking people, you fucking asshole?
So there you go. Operation Rescue, who are known for horrifically harassing women outside of healthcare clinics. These are the people. These are the reasons. Operation Rescue is the reason we have to have escorts for women to go and get a fucking pap smear or to get a boob X-ray. What do they call that? The mammogram.
Boobogram. Listen, all you got to do is go on YouTube and look at any of these people protesting these clinics.
Yeah,
these assholes. These guys aren't even human who do this.
I mean, they're horrible.
It's so
horrible
fucking
people.
Horrendous. Yeah. It's the lowest.
And they don't care if what you're there for.
They don't
give a
fuck. You
could be there for a pap smear. You could be there for your boob X-ray. You could be there for whatever, for just to pick up some birth control pills or grab a handful of condoms or something.
And
they still will hold up pictures of sliced up fetuses and scream baby killer, baby killer.
It's so ignorant.
So that's what's going on there.
Yes.
As opposed for
what about the jagoffs,
Operation
man.
Rescue. Operation Rescue.
God damn, I don't mean to be so ragey, but good Lord, what a bunch of
it's hard
dickheads.
It's hard to not be ragey.
If you're an artist and you have any money, like the gross thing about the Three Doors Down thing and somebody like, I don't know, anybody that has a name or any kind of money that you fucking profited from living in this free country. You're making shit tons of money off your fans and shit like that. The least you can do for all that is stand up to this fucking tyrant who's coming into office. Really. Unless you don't see him as a tyrant, then you have to prove to me you're not mentally ill.
How do you prove that negative?
No, who gives a fuck? God.
Representative Louis Gutierrez from Illinois, actually a former city council member. I remember back in the day in Chicago, that guy was... I think my dad hated him, but he was a staunch supporter of minority rights and Hispanic representing the Hispanic peoples. And here is Representative Louis Gutierrez.
Yes.
Who will also be joining John Lewis in not going
Bam!
To the inauguration.
There you go, Louis.
And here is what...
That's awesome.
I could not look at my wife, my daughters, or my grandson in the eye if I sat there and attended. Is it everything that the candidate said about the women, about the Latinos, the blacks, the Muslims, or any of the other things he said in those speeches and tweets, and that all of that is okay or erased from our collective memory? We all heard the tape when Donald Trump was bragging about grabbing women by their private parts without their consent. It is something I just can't unhear. It is deeply personal and deeply patriotic to march, to make my opinions known by walking with my allies arm in arm. I want to look and be able to look at my two beautiful Latina daughters and my beautiful half Puerto Rican, half Mexican, but 100% American grandson, Luis Andres, in the eye with a clear conscience.
There you go.
That makes sense to me. What's hard to understand about that?
Right.
That's kind of what, that's what I want. That's what I want from the libs I vote for.
Yeah, I'm sure you know the responses that probably has gotten. Leave the country. Wait, you should be kicked out. Even though everybody's an American citizen, yeah. I'm sure they want to somehow round up Louis Gutierrez and his family.
Maybe Cory Booker can do this too. Maybe Elizabeth Warren. You know, maybe they'll do the same thing. Maybe Bernie. Maybe Chuck. Come on, guys, just fucking do it. Denounce this fuckhead.
Interesting. God. Might be some breaking news.
Oh shit!
It's the only clip I have, so I stopped
it. I love it.
I stopped it before Sarah Palin talked. Adult magazine Penthouse has received three claims for its $1 million offer to anyone who could provide real tapes of President-elect Donald Trump's alleged and unproven sexual escapades at the Ritz-Carlton in Moscow.
Ooh, okay.
So the editor...
Now we're talking.
The editor of Penthouse issued a $1 million offer for the Trump piss tapes.
Oh, man, I wish I had them. $1 million?
Penthouse editor Raphie, Aronowitz, said the magazine is not conducting a witch hunt, but wants to prove whether allegations against Trump are true.
Oh, I love it. Good for you guys. That's what I'm talking about.
If the story is real, he said, which we don't know if it is or not, it really kind of hits at the intersection between politics, scandal, and sex, which as a brand both historically and currently is our sweet spot.
Oh, yes.
He said the advent of the effect of fake news... the advent of fake news spread may have credited with helping Trump win.
Yes.
For us, this was the type of story we wanted to jump all over.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's been so much floating around as far as fake news stories. There have been so many people who have just been taking shots at President-elect Donald Trump because he's an easy target. Listen to him.
Oh, yes.
We're just trying to help Donald prove it's not true.
Right. Okay.
Because he's a target and we as a brand and as an informational source, we didn't want to jump on the bandwagon. We wanted to make sure the story would be verified that the murmurings of there being an actual. God, they spelled there with an E-I.
It's Penthouse, baby. It's fucking Penthouse.
That the murmurings of there being actual video.
Yes.
Documentation that corroborates the allegations do exist. For us, this was a very real ask, which is just give us some facts.
Right.
Let us share the real story with our readers.
Yes, I love this.
And with our people.
Penthouse is a source for information. Did they say that for real? Let me consult Penthouse.
The magazine offered $1 million for exclusive rights to videos proving the allegations against Trump.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
They say they haven't received physical tapes or videos, but individuals have responded to the offer.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. Maybe these people are shopping it around. How much, if you've got Trump sitting on a couch... watching a couple of girls pee on themselves on a bed, he yanks it. How much is that worth? Do you think you could get more than a million for that?
Oh, I'm surprised it's only a million.
Right. Where did they do this? In a hotel?
Is that water?
I don't know. It's as close as I could come.
Were they in Trump's hotel room peeing on each other? Because if you're
I don't have that detail. Yeah.
If you're into that, don't you have to go to some place where you don't sleep to see that happen, I assume? I mean, unless you really love it.
I think they probably put plastic down or something, I would hope.
Oh, God! God, if you're at the front desk and somebody and Trump buzzes down, hey, we need a couple of rolls of plastic up here. I wonder what that's about.
If they receive a tape or file, Aronowitz says he will then turn it over to experts formerly affiliated with the FBI.
No shit, God.
In order to authenticate it, he said he hoped to see a video by the end of the week, but that there is no set time frame or deadline.
I am hoping for the same thing as well. And also, I would like to cheers to whatever intelligence analyst left the FBI and moved on to work for Penthouse.
So-called Golden Shower Gate scandal.
Oh, yes.
Is from the release of an unverified 35-page dossier that included, among other accusations, details of Trump allegedly booking the upscale hotel suite where President Barack Obama and the First Lady Michelle Obama had previously stayed in Moscow and hiring prostitutes to urinate on the bed.
Oh, my God. They urinated on the bed that POTUS stayed at one time. Disrespectful.
The FSB, Russia's top internal security agency, is believed to have control of the entire hotel,
okay,
including hidden microphones and cameras, according to the dossier.
What a bunch of pervs.
The unverified documents allege that the FSB, collected information against Trump in order to blackmail him.
And urine. Why didn't they? Let me ask you something. They got control of the whole hotel, correct? Everything's wired for sound. You got cameras, the whole ball of wax. All of a sudden, Trump starts yanking it to two chicks peeing on each other. However, I don't know. Do you think they pee on each other? Is it like one of those, like, you know, those sidewalk fountains where the little gush of water shoots up from
ground? Yeah.
You
get to run through it?
Help. Was he frolicking in the streams of urine? He's in a diaper. Little man baby with his tiny little hands flapping around in the urine. He loves it. Why didn't they get a... Well, Trump wasn't peeing. The women were peeing on him.
Who knows?
Did they not sweep the room for DNA? No Trump DNA in there to tie this golden shower to him definitively? I mean, they got tape.
So... Keep your eyes, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Keep
your eyes peeled, but you might want to put on some goggles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't.
And maybe a snorkel.
If that sex tape comes out, do yourself a favor. Don't fucking watch that.
You'll be
scarred for life.
You don't want to get peed on. Do you think, surely this is emboldening other people that participate in this golden shower thing? Think people are more open about this now? Like on eHarmony, is that in your profile? Do you mind getting...
Do you think it's giving more cred to water sports?
Yeah, bring a slicker.
I think it's out there.
Oh, yes. By the way, in that report, in that dossier, which comes from a credible source, you know, it's not from some...
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of. It's Chris Steele, right?
Who's vanished, but yes.
Yeah, I mean...
He's gone respected, to ground, they say.
Right, but he's very respected.
I saw an article today that said that Chris Steele is, like, literally James Bond. Like, yeah. I mean, he was that level undercover in Russia when he was working for MI6 back in the day.
Shit,
and now
man.
He's got his own private firm. But he... neighbors saw him bail, and he's like, I'm getting out of here.
I don't blame him.
Because it's too hot right now.
Fuck this shit.
Goodbye.
But all of that, there's nothing. I love the idea that Trump is trying to say that little pee part of the dossier. The whole dossier is fake. The whole dossier is fake. Meaning someone just created this. Like some guy didn't have anything better to do than type up a dossier. I guess the idea to, you know, shit
there's
on
a lot
Trump
of work.
Is,
yeah.
But
35 pages is a lot to do.
It seems credible to me. God, you idiot. You didn't think
story.
The Russians were filming you? See, this is another thing, his judgment. If the Russians really do have video of him and audio of him with prostitutes, and he was at a hotel he doesn't assume he's being bugged.
He said, recorded? Yes, and, you know, in his ridiculous clown show the other day, the alleged press conference, he said that, remember, his explanation was, come on, look, I'm, didn't he say, I'm germophobic, too?
No, did he say that?
I'm a germaphobe, too.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's just, jeez. Come on, Trump. We're not supposed to believe you're into some kinky shit, man.
Some spectacular stories. I mean, just fucking.
Sure.
Just great.
Who can I get to? These Russian chicks are like, God damn, if I have to go to that American hotel and get, you know, get peed on again, why are these guys all into this? Do you think Clinton was into the same thing or did he? Who knows?
Cigars.
They're probably, Hillary's like, listen, by the way, Bill, just so you know, do I need to say it? He's like, yeah, I know. They film everything here.
I hope I can get a copy.
Right.
Can I get a copy of that?
I want a feed. I want the video feed. Oh, look, here's Donald getting pissed on.
Let's break up the depression with a little bit of good news. Well, that might be good news.
Right.
I mean, if that tape comes out.
Oh, my God.
If that tape comes out, then he's.
Is that bigger than the Pamela Tommy Lee sex tape?
I think
tape?
He's fucked. Because that. Not only is it going to expose all the lies about, you know, cheating on Melania and having hookers and all that stuff, but obviously it's going to blow the whole Russian thing.
Blow.
His lies about Russia right. out of the water.
And also water. I mean, also, too, sports, like, yeah. It's like no weather. I mean, if it comes out, I don't know what camera angles they may or may not have. Let's say a couple. Let's say a couple of different angles. So obviously they're going to have the girls in there with the peeing and that whole thing. But I think I'm not trying to be gross, you know, but are they going to have a close up of the Donald yanking it? I mean, my God, there's Piotis right there jerking off right fucking there.
Ugh.
I mean, that's something we have never fucking seen before.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Oh, yeah. You might not feel like ugh. That.
I feel like being peed on by a supermodel, except like times 10.
Damn.
A little bit of good news.
Yes.
Let's intersperse this, bump us up with a little good news before we get back into the bullshit. The Utah.
No, okay.
The sovereign state of Utah.
Yes, the Mormons. Let me go talk to a rock.
Vista Elementary School.
Yes.
In Taylorsville, Utah.
Lucky boy.
Is now playing host.
Yes.
To the school club After School Satan.
God, that sounds like fun. I want to do that.
The first open house took place this Wednesday at Vista Elementary School, all because the school also plays host to a Christian club that works to convert children before they're old enough to think for themselves, this story here.
Oh, geez.
The club for children between the ages of 5 and 12 encourages students to think critically, have a scientific understanding of the world around them.
Yes.
According to... Oh, these names are great that the Satanic Temple people come up with. Chalice Blythe. Or Chalice Blythe.
Chalice Blythe.
You know, a lot of them use fake names.
You're a devil
and
worshiper.
I get it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I completely get it.
People are fucking crazy. Chalice.
Lucian Greaves is the one of the uber poobahs over there at the heads of the Satanic Temple.
And is that also?
That ain't his real name.
That sounds very vampire-y.
Oh, yeah.
Lucian.
She said, kids naturally have the ability to be curious and question things. We're basically just saying that we should bolster that. They chose Vista Elementary to host Utah's After School Satan Club.
Yes.
Because of their central location within Salt Lake County. And plus because the school continues to rent space to religious groups such as the Good News Club, which is a program of child evangelism.
Okay.
If you're going to, she says, if you're going to invite religion into the schools, you have to invite everybody. You can't just say one is good and the others are bad.
Bam. There you go. Faithless Friday, motherfuckers.
School administrators sent a letter to parents.
Yes.
Explaining to them, this is perfectly legal. They had to preempt it.
Right. But meanwhile, they should have to send the same letter home about this fucking Christian club. You know, a religion that, I don't know, don't they promote some pretty weird shit?
Well, yeah, a lot of, like, you know, hate.
Yes.
The
I want to be warned about that.
But listen to this letter. Dear Vista Elementary patrons, okay. Several months ago, there was media publicity surrounding a controversial national group with a local Utah chapter that requested to rent space at Vista Elementary. Under the Utah Civic Center statute, and then they list the statute, schools are required to allow rental access to private entities or individuals if the use of the building conforms with appropriate guidelines. As such, this rental request has been approved after school hours when the space is not being used for school district-sponsored purposes. The private group has rented space at Vista Elementary for 1 hour monthly through the end of this school year.
Cool.
If you have concerns regarding this law, we encourage you to reach out to your state legislators. You can locate and contact your legislative representatives, and they give a website. So they're saying, look, if you want us to kick out these Satanists,
here's how you do it.
You got to call up your legislators and get them to change the law, which they won't be able to because it's federal law.
Can they do that, though?
And it's kind of the Constitution.
Can they suggest
what
you say to your legislator? I mean,
to be clear, after school use by private organizations does not constitute access to students. No outside group or organization is able to advertise directly to students on school property or post anything. Oh, that's bullshit. You know that that Christian Fellowship has posters up in that school.
Oh, yeah, man. Of course. We had a Christian Fellowship group, a club at our high school. They had events all the time.
If you have questions or concerns, please contact the district policy and legal department, and they give a phone number. Please do not contact Vista Elementary regarding this issue, as we do not have any discretion on this issue, and the rental is coordinated by the district.
Well, they should say that should go along with every club they have, not just the Satanists.
Right. And if they didn't allow the Christian evangelism in the building after school, the Satanists wouldn't be doing this.
Of course not. They wouldn't have a problem with it.
A spokesman for they're not even hiding it, Child Evangelism Fellowship.
God.
Said the Satanists are, quote, compelled by their despise of God and despise of anything Christian. That's
their despise of God.
It's despising of God.
It might be some weird Christian.
And no, they don't despise God. Most of them are atheists, and you can't despise that which you do not believe in.
No, they despise your shitty actions.
That in which you do not believe.
They despise you forcing your weird ass faith on these kids. That's what they despise, don't you think?
The we've read those before. The seven fundamental tenets of the Satanic Temple, of which Crab Diving are members.
Oh yes.
Thanks to Kelly the Voice for giving us the gift of religious freedom advocacy.
Thank you.
Signing us up for the Satanic Temple in our name. Let's do it again. What the fuck? The seven fundamental tenets. Listen to how evil this is.
Oh, yes.
Of the Satanic Temple. One should strive to act with compassion and empathy toward all creatures in accordance with reason.
Okay.
The struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions.
Ooh, let me go eat a baby.
One's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone.
Oh, geez, how devilish.
The freedom of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend. To willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of another is to forego your own.
Damn, how controversial.
Beliefs should conform to our best scientific understanding of the world. We should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit our beliefs.
Evil! They are evil!
Number 6. People are fallible. If we make a mistake, we should do our best to rectify it and resolve any harm that may have been caused.
Okay. That sounds so totally scary. The Satanists. Wow.
And the last one of the seven fundamental tenets of the Satanic Temple. Every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word.
There you go.
That might have something to do with that book they wave around. Damn. That's a couple thousand years old that they don't follow.
Right. Is there nothing in there about fetal tissue? Nothing about eating, drinking the blood of young virgins? Things of that nature?
Lots of images that would make them lose their minds, though, of like, you know, goats, goat-headed kind of things. And we've talked about this before. At first, right. I was unsure of the wisdom of this secular group,
right?
Going like full Satan when they're not. They don't believe in Satan,
right?
I guess you can. They're a secular group, so you can. I guess you can believe in Satan if you believe in all the rest of the shit, all the tenets and everything.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they're atheists, and one of the main reasons the group was formed is because of these bullshit laws of trying to force Christianity down our throats, which is not what the founders had intended at all.
And it's kind of brilliant because there's not a better way to force these loons into their argument, which illustrates how fucked up they are.
Yeah.
By saying, you know, your belief in whatever isn't valid because it offends me.
Apparently one family even yanked their kid out of the school.
Because of the Satanists?
Yeah.
Good. God.
Satanic temple spokesman Lucian Greaves, said this is the second club that's open. They've got one in Portland, Oregon.
Right.
Says this is just the beginning. Since the mere idea of our after-school club was made public, we've received endless messages from parents and educators looking to present our curriculum in school districts that currently harbor coercive, proselytizing evangelical clubs like the Child Evangelism Fellowship's Good News Club. By next school year, we'll be prepared to offer our curriculum to a wide network of vetted volunteers for presentation in significant percentage of the school districts that now have Good News Clubs. When children are being placed into an after-school Good News Club as a type of daycare by unwitting parents who don't realize that their children are being fed a fearful superstition of eternal torturous retribution for failure to follow a fundamental creed, we find it our duty to offer a counterbalance focused on critical thinking, openly identified with radically different religious opinions.
How sensible and dangerous.
So they're identifying free thought,
yes,
and science, and treating each other with respect and kindly,
right,
and keeping your views out of my holes and vice versa.
And literally keeping you out of my holes because I have dominion over my own fucking body.
Right. And they're doing a great job. Not only did they, I think, were one of the main reasons that the Ten Commandments in Arkansas.
Yes.
Arkansas?
Right.
Oklahoma went bye-bye.
Yes.
Because they said, well, you've got your Ten Commandments on the courthouse lawn.
It offends me.
We get one.
Right.
Either get rid of it.
Yeah.
So that there's no public endorsement of any religion or religiosity over non-religiosity, or open it up to everybody. You got to have a Hindu. You got to have a Jew statue. You got to have a Muslim statue.
Oh, yes.
That one drives them nuts. And then that's when they say, well, it's a historical document. It's because our laws are based on it. And then that question you then say, which ones? Let's see. Number one, I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt have no gods before thee. I don't see that law anywhere yet, unless Roy fucking Moore gets on the goddamn Supreme fucking court.
We don't live in Iran. We don't fucking live in fucking Iran. I don't even care. I don't care if Pence is the fucking vice presidential choice. We still don't live in a stand. This is not Iran yet.
So you can go to afterschoolsatan.com, by the way.
That's hilarious.
And find out about the clubs, and you can donate to their cause.
Oh, yes.
Because surely they're going to be They need to pay for printing and materials and everything. And then surely they're going to be battled in court by some Christo-fascist who thinks they shouldn't even exist because, you know, they're spreading evil. So treating each other, all the seven tenets I read are evil. Tell me which one of those is evil.
Right.
But Satan. Well, you don't know what it's about.
Yes.
And they don't believe Satan exists.
They don't.
They view him as a literary character, I believe, what they explain.
That's the one character out of that book that's a literary character, but the rest are real.
No. The Satanists view
Satan as a literary
in the literary
character.
Form. Yeah,
right. They don't believe he really exists. He's
correct.
Okay,
no more so than the other side.
Than Jesus.
Internet relentlessly mocks Three Doors Down for playing Trump's inauguration.
No, you fucking losers.
The headline says, what, was Nickelback busy?
Yeah. Three Doors Down, man.
Poor Nickelback.
Yeah.
Nickelback gets some collateral damage here for no reason whatsoever.
Yep.
You're not.
No, I don't care. I don't like Nickelback.
Just because you hate their music, you think they should get...
No. Not at all. I'm not part of the fucking... I just don't like Nickelback.
Okay.
I just don't like their music. That's all.
Look at this photograph.
Yeah.
I've got another story here. We got a few minutes left here on the big show this Friday. Don't forget we're here 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast every goddamn weekday.
Yay.
Follow us on all the social medias. Hey, if you get us from iTunes or Stitcher, be kind. Even if you don't, you could still be kind enough to head over there and give us a few thumbs, give us a few stars.
Right.
And leave us a good review. It helps us out. However the algorithm works, the more comments somebody gets, the higher they float to the top of a search. So we appreciate all that activity.
And by the way, we're having a great social media day. The great Wyclef Jean followed us on Twitter.
Wyclef Jean followed us on Twitter.
Absolutely,
and
man.
I don't think it's the follow back game.
No.
Like, he follows only 6,000 and he has 4.5 million followers. So though it's not a totally exclusive club.
Yes.
The percentage.
It's very exclusive.
It ain't bad that Wyclef, he does have a new album out, and he may be doing the follow back game. Who cares?
No.
Fucking Wyclef Jean followed us.
Validation.
We're sticking by it.
Oh, yes. Validation.
I've got a story here.
Yes.
I guess this is more good news. This is, yesterday, Mike Pompeo... was getting his hearings on the Hill. He is who Schittler has chosen to head up the CIA. And, all these guys and ladies and others have been saying the right shit.
Yes.
Frequently disagreeing with their orange dickwad in chief
but Republicans lie a lot.
Well, that's it. And like, one of the questions universally all these people are saying, well, you know, like, ask them, like, torture.
Okay,
if Trump orders you to waterboard again, what would you do? And even Jeff Sessions said, well, I would recommend to the president that that's illegal.
Jeez.
And that he can't do that.
I'd send him an email.
Well, Mike Pompeo, here he is, giving kind of the same.
Right, same answer.
Same good answer.
Yes.
Sort of. And if we believe these guys, it's good. But then, does this mean that Trump's cabinet is going to be constantly fighting with him?
Right. Or they're lying. Is it out of the realm of possibilities that a guy who fucking lies his ass off during the election and now is hiring a bunch of fellow fucking liars who are going to they're just going to say what they need to get fucking confirmed.
I want to ask one follow-up question to what...
By the way, talk about giant brass ovaries. This is Dianne Feinstein.
Yes.
Back the morning after
had
a pacemaker put in.
Is that a rough procedure?
They cut you open and stuff it inside.
You.
Yeah. So, yeah. But she went right back to work the next day.
Damn.
But the chairman asked, and that's dealing with those enhanced interrogation techniques. And that is that if you were ordered by the president to restart the CIA's use of enhanced interrogation techniques that fall outside of the Army Field Manual, would you comply?
Senator, absolutely not. Moreover, I can't imagine that I would be asked that by the president-elect or then-president. But I'm very clear. I voted for the change that put the Army Field Manual in place as a member of Congress.
What do you mean?
I want to ask one.
Sorry. What do you mean you can't believe?
Yeah, that's weird.
That the president would ask that. Did you hear that fucker during the whole goddamn
campaign? He said it over and over again.
He said, we're not only going to waterboard, we're going to bring back worse. We're going to do more than just waterboard.
Does that make him sound not credible? Again, am I listening to a guy, you're telling me a guy who's this far along in a fucking, he's in this political world, he's not savvy?
Who, Pompeo?
He's not savvy at all? Is he stupid?
He was a rep. He's been around forever.
Is he dumb?
No.
So how the
fuck? He's a conservative Republican, so he can't, by definition, a dick.
I'm supposed to believe.
I mean, a politician.
Right, but we're supposed to believe that he can't imagine Trump saying that?
Right.
That's bullshit.
Change that put the Army Field Manual in place as a member of Congress. I understand that law very, very quickly and am also deeply aware that any changes to that will come through Congress and president.
And regular order.
And regular order. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Absolutely. With respect to the outlines of what's in the Army Field Manual, there's no doubt in my mind about the limitations it places not only on the DOD but on the Central Intelligence Agency, and I'll always comply with the law.
Another question. How will you handle the president-elect's refutation of the intelligence community's high assessments that Russian intelligence units, namely the GRU and the FSB, did in...
Oh, well, that's where it stops there. Because it was mainly about the torture part. But, right. And they're all saying it was Russia. Like, they're not hesitating to say that Russia hacked into our processes, had all these other things going on, the social medias. It was a wide campaign to try to meddle in the election. While Trump, meanwhile, is still fucking tweeting and denying and crying like a little, well, piss baby.
Yes. Oh, man. Are we just supposed to, I guess we just have to believe this guy.
And all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's certain things they're all going to say that, of course, they're going to say what they think that needs to be said. But if it's real, what they believe, then what's going to get done? Like, it's going to be Trump fighting with his cabinet, fighting with every department. And then it probably threatening heads to roll. What if he decides, God damn it, the people want me to torture. The people want to see waterboarding. Did you see their faces? All the angry white faces at my rallies when I said we're going to waterboard and worse. They went crazy. They demand it.
And then he's going to go out, and if you say no to him, he's going to tweet about it, and he's going to drag your name through the fucking mud because he's a trashy piece of shit.
Yeah. Yep.
Man, I don't know if you're an intelligence person, does anybody want to be in this guy's fucking cabinet, man? I mean, it's kind of terrifying. I mean, do you want to be saddled with this, you know, with the task of doing what Schittler says?
He tweeted out in regards to that. 13 hours ago.
Okay.
All of my cabinet nominee.
Right. Nominee.
All of my cabinet nominee are looking good and doing a great job.
Is that right? Nominee? Is it plural? It should be nominees with an S.
Yeah, that's why I said
like
it that
deer.
Way.
It's like deers or deer.
They're looking good because that's what matters the most, you know. I love Rex Tillerson's hot hair. He's got great hair.
No, he really does.
Looking good, doing a great job. I want them to be themselves and express their own thoughts, not mine.
Well,
but if your thoughts, if you're ultimately in charge and you tell Mike Pompeo, start waterboarding, your thoughts don't matter because your thoughts are illegal, you asshole. And you don't, you're not king despite what you seem to fucking think is going to happen.
And then what are you going to do if they don't do what you want? Are you going to ask them? If you're a guy who's in the intelligence community or some guy that, and you listen to this candidate say he believes in waterboarding, then how, if you don't believe in waterboarding, then how do you say you're going to work for him? I mean, how right. can you think you can reasonably work for this guy?
So he's really, really still butthurt. This is, I mean, if it weren't going to usher in the fall of our republic and yes. the zombie apocalypse, this is spectacular to watch because any question of his validity, you know, this John Lewis shit, he's going to lose his fucking mind. You know, they probably had to dart him to get his Android away from him to tweet back at John Lewis.
He's going to say something.
I get to call in the N-word now.
Right. I mean, that's kind of the genius of John Lewis doing this. I mean, because Trump's going to
John Lewis is like, I don't give a fuck.
He doesn't give a fuck.
I've been here for 30, 40 years.
The man was
I got my skull cracked open in Selma. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I ain't afraid of you, you orange asshole. Yeah. I've been through how many fucking presidents? I ain't afraid of you.
I love it.
So the whiny little piss baby man took it to himself this morning to go on a tweet storm.
Yes.
And we got a three-parter here.
Right.
It now turns out that the phony allegations against me were put together by my political opponents and a failed spy afraid of being sued. ...
Jeez.
Meanwhile, he's not a failed spy. He's a retired spy.
Yeah, he's not failed, dickhead.
He succeeded. He's alive. Failed spies tend to end up dead.
He's a failed spy because he didn't get a quote-unquote Oscar. You know what I mean? He's in that Hollywood mindset. Yeah. Very odd.
By the way, yesterday, we didn't even talk about this. He's lying.
Yes.
When last week he tweeted out that he had the briefing about the Russian intel.
Okay.
And they said it had no effect on the election. And then the DSI came out and said, Clapper came out and said, we did not say that. We said, we don't know if it affected the election. We know right. they didn't affect there's no evidence that any machines were fucked with.
Yes.
But as far as like social media and public opinion, you can't quantify it. But they never said there was no effect. Trump tweeted out, I was told there was no effect. It's a lie.
He just
so
made it
the
up.
DSI had to come out and say, well, it's not really.
That's not what we said.
Really what we said.
Now, everybody's on Twitter duty. Do you notice that? Everybody has to watch Donald's Twitter because they don't know like what they have to fucking
And then
deny.
Yesterday, lie number two, James Clapper called me yesterday to denounce the false and fictitious report that was illegally circulated, made up phony facts. Too bad.
Too bad.
And then he lied at the news conference when he said, I never got this news. This was never presented to me. They said that it was given to me in a briefing. I never heard this information. And then Comey came out and said, well, actually, when the briefing was over, I took him aside personally and told him, by the way, there's two pages at the bottom of that report of unsubstantiated claims we've picked up from intelligence, retired intelligence guy that's out there.
Yes.
And that's the news is out there. Here's the dossier of which they refer. It's unsubstantiated, but we think you should know about this. He spoke with him.
maybe Schittler forgot.
And Don says it didn't happen. It didn't happen.
It's a fucking liar, man.
Matto went off on him last night and just calling him just a lie. This is a lie. Our incoming president is lying to us repeatedly. like you did during the whole fucking primary and during the general election. Why change now?
Hey, it's the GOP. They lied us into a fucking war.
Yeah, yeah.
And Trump lied himself into a fucking presidency. Why not?
Totally made up facts. Back to today. Totally made up facts by sleazebag political operatives, both Democrats and Republicans. Fake news. Russia says nothing exists. Russia says nothing exists again. He's believing the former head of the the KGB.
And not the people serving in the intelligence community.
No.
Some of them risking their lives.
They're all political. They're allies.
God, man.
And by the way, it was from the reports, this dossier was commissioned by Republicans.
Oh, my God.
By opponents.
Yeah.
In the primary.
Oh, they hate him, too.
Probably released by, quote, intelligence. So now he's shitting on the intelligence community
again.
God
damn it.
Even knowing there is no proof and never will be, my people will have a full report on hacking within 90 days.
God, man, you know what? Oh, I was saying, you know, if he's in office and he needs information on something and he goes to the CIA and he says, hey, I think X, Y, and Z is happening with Iran. And if they come back and they say, no, it's not.
Well, that's the whole thing is what if somebody tells him that nukes are flying
and he doesn't believe them,
or the wrong person tells him they are
and he believes
and the other ones say they're not? What if Mike Flynn says, I know they're launching. North Korea's going to launch right now. Preemptively strike them. And then the intelligence community says, well, that's not true.
Oh.
And Trump says, we can't believe you because you said I got pissed on.
It's just like, we're at the whims of this lunatic and you're just waiting on him to make a bad decision. That's his presidency.
Yeah. And then there was some dude on who's been around for 1,000 years. He's a Republican even, who said something to the effect of he's more worried now about the possibility of nuclear war than he has been in decades. More now than in decades.
When was the last time you heard a guy running for an office sit down with a reporter and just sort of say...
Because of Trump, by the way, not that he's worried about what's going on in the world, but because of Trump, because of the instability Trump has caused.
I mean, listen to the way Donald talks about nukes. He's not careful.
Yeah.
He doesn't choose his language carefully.
We got seconds left. Let me read these last two tweets. What are Hillary Clinton's people complaining about with respect to the FBI? Based on the information they had, she should never have been allowed to run. Guilty as hell. They were very nice to her. She lost because she campaigned in the wrong states. No enthusiasm. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ.
It's not the Russians.
This guy's going to be our goddamn president.
It's her lack of enthusiasm. I knew it.
Guilty as hell.
Guilty as hell.
And they did investigate her, and they said nothing criminal. And he's saying, according to what they had, she shouldn't even be running.
God damn it. What happens in other countries when the opponent loses? They get jailed.
Countries. We'll see.
God.
I mean, this place will light up. I'm really terrified.
Yes.
That there's going to be some nasty, nasty shit happening and protests of massive scale if he tries to go after Hillary Clinton.
Massive.
Like some fucked up banana republic.
Right. Fuck.
Keep your ears peeled, ladies and gentlemen. We're back next week. Don't forget all of our social medias, blah, blah, blah. Crabdiving.com @Amazon. Ryan's got a comedy show tomorrow night in L.A. Find out where and when. Go to RatedRComedy.com. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Twitter and the Instagram.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great week. Try to smile through the weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Play some Three Doors Down.
Oh, yes. Fuck them.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.